Yeshivu Yeshivu Yachas Roshim Yoin. After 30 days after my Ptira, that's enough to say a spadim, then go back to learn Torah. And the Morse of Lev learns that from Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rashi, Vashivu Yeshivu Lassik B'Torah. After 30 days of saying a spadim enough, now the Yeshivu should go back. Vayta Shimon B'ni Chochem. You should know my son Shimon is a big Talmud Chochem. But, Gamliel B'ni Nasi. My son Gamliel, he should be the Nasi. He takes over, he'll be the Nasi. And Chanina Bar Choma, Yoshe B'Rosh, he should be the Rosh Yeshiva. That's what Rebbe said. Now we'll explain it. He said, "Al tasaduni b'ayoros." Rebbe left message, left word, "Al tzavur, don't make my spadim in the small towns." So sovimine, they thought to say, "What did Rebbe mean this? Mean mishum tircha?" He thought to say, "When they make their spadim in the small towns, there's no place to make it. I'll be a big bother to make it. Make it better in the big towns, and only the people there, there's plenty of place, and only the people around there will go there." What happened was kivun dechaza. But what they saw, what really happened was, when they made the hesped in the big towns, mamish whole klai Yisrael came. They came from all over, and it was a tremendous tircha that the people from all the small towns still had to come there. Isom, where they said, now you know what Rebbe meant to say. Shema minav, here I understand. Mishum yikorahu dekomar. The reason Rebbe said this was like to give kavod haTorah, like to give respect. He meant to say, make their spadim in the bigger towns, that everybody can come together, and there'll be a big kavod of the Shem Shemayim Mestamim meant, of the Kavod HaTorah, to give respect. Ha'yishivu yishivu lachash leshem yoyim. He also said, after 30 days after he was nifta, then he has to go back to learn. So why do you say this for? Tlayadifna mi Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm not greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chassid says by Moshe Rabbeinu, "Va'yivchu b'nei Yisrael es Moshe bi'avris moyov shloshim yoim," that they cried for Moshe Rabbeinu 30 days, "Tlosin yoimin saftin b'yimama v'layla." For 30 days, they said as they were crying means they were saying a spadim for Moshe Rabbeinu day and night. They didn't go back to learn. They were saying a spadim day and night. Mekan v'yelach, after 30 days after that, saftu b'yimama, they still said a spadim by daytime, but the Gansi Balila, they had to learn at night, or else the opposite way. Oy Safta Balila, either they said a spadim at nighttime, the Gansi Biyamama. Ah, the Safta Tracy Yachishasa, until the whole year went by. 12 months. After that, then they don't give any more has spadim either. So the Vice of the Rebbe was the same thing. He told them after 30 days of saying a spadim day and night, now you have to go back to open up the yeshiva. So tomorrow, who Yoima the Yashchafte? That day that Rebbe was Nifter, Hahu Yoima the Yashchafte the Rebbe, the day Rebbe was Nifter, Nofka Baskol, Basko went out to Yomro, called the Heve the Yashchafte, whoever was there, vice versa in the room where Rebbe was Nifter, the Rebbe is Mezumnu Lechaylam Abo. Whoever was there in the room where Rebbe was Nifter will be Zerchet Avoylam Abo. So most of the Maisu, who Kavis, there was a certain washman, Kavis, we call a laundryman, that Kol Yoyme Avi Yossi Kamei, every day used to visit Rebbe. Punta Hu Yoyme Lo Yossi, the day the Rebbe was Nifter, he wasn't there. Now Kiv, when the Shama Ochi, when he heard the Bas Kirl, that whoever was there would be Zerchot Elam Avo, and he felt so bad that he missed out. Every day I go there, Punta I wasn't there. He felt so bad about it, his Solok Ligri went up to the roof, Venofel, and jumped off, Venofel Arya, who missed and died. No, Mar says, Yotza Basko came out to Yomer and said, Avu Kaivis Mizumunu Lechelem Abo. This Kaivis also is Zaychot Helem Abo. And the Chura Poshe, he did something wrong. He committed suicide. You're not allowed to do it. It's an Avera. You're not allowed to kill yourself. The Vice says, he had the strong Kavonis here. It was bothering him so much that he lost out. Not to be a Rebbe. It bothered him so much that he lost his mind. He went upstairs and like fell off. So Mar says, still he's Zaychot Helem Abo. For then the Maisa was, he said, was Shimon b'ni Chochem. Rebbe said, my son Shimon is a Chochem. For the Gemara might come, what are you saying? Like, well, my nafkimi is a Chochem. Holy come, this is what he meant to say. Afal pish Shimon b'ni Chochem, even though my son Shimon is a Chochem, but Gamliel b'ni Nasi. Gamliel, my son, he should be the Nasi. Is all my Levi, so Levi asked, Tzrich l'meimu, what do you have to say this for? Like, Chita, Gamliel should be the Nasi. Reb Shimon bar Rebbe, Tzrich l'chol matlusecha. We need it for you, and Lasecha means Levi was laying for the people that can't walk. That my kashle, what was bothering you? Hakrokom, the pasuk says, "V'yesam amlocha nosli lohayoram kiva bechor." That he gave over the malchus to his bechor. So I tell you, there's different. The who the malim makam avoyset heavy. Over there, the pshat was he wasn't malamokim. He was in the same place as his father. That's why he gave it to him. But really, Rabbi Gamliel ain't a malamokim a waste of heavy. Rabbi Gamliel was not, even though he was the Bechor, he was not at the same madrega as Rebbe. So that's the chiddush here, that Rebbe made him the Nasi, even though really he didn't deserve it. For the Gemara, if so, the Rebbe, my time of Rochi, how come Rebbe did it? If he wasn't as great as the other one, as Shimon, so how come he gave it to Rabbi Gamliel? So Gemara says, Nehi, the Yenim Amalim Malkim Avos of Chochma, true, he wasn't such a big Talmud Chochem. Like his father, it could be Shimon was the biggest Talmud Chochem, but the Yiras Chet, the Malim Malkim Avos of Heve, but as a Yiras Chet, he was just as great as his father. That's why he gave it to him. All right, we'll stop here. So Mitch Shemai, you were holding Daf Kuf Gimel Amad Beis in the middle. Again, before Rebbe was Nifta, he left a Tzavor that he said that Chanina Bar Choma Yoshe Barosh. He should be the Rosh Yeshiva. Tzimora says the Maaseh was Lekibu Rebbe Chanina. Even after Rebbe was Nifta, Rebbe Chanina did not accept the position to become the Rosh Yeshiva. Why? Shoye Rebbe Efes Godem Imenu, Shtei Shonim Amachsom. Because if Efes was older than him 2.5 years, so he didn't think it was right that he should be the Rosh Hashiva. He rather let Rebbe Efes be the Rosh Hashiva. So the Maaseh was Yosef Rebbe Efes Bereisha. Rebbe Efes sat at the head, he was a Rosh Hashiva. The Yosef Rebbe Chanina Avroi. And Rebbe Chanina in the meantime stayed outside and didn't bother with the Yeshiva. He wasn't a Rosh Hashiva. Now the Yosef Levi, the Yosef Gabe. Levi came in and learned by Rebbe Efes. He held from Rebbe Efes. Levi learned by him. The story was Noch Nav Shed Rav Efes. It happened when Rav Efes was Nifter. So now the Yosef Rabbi Chanina Bereisha, now Rabbi Chanina took over and became the Rosh Yeshiva. Floy Hevi Leila Levi Inish Lemesav Gabei. Levi didn't have anybody to talk to. Vices Levi was greater than Rabbi Chanina. So to him he didn't want to learn by. So when Rav Efes was Nifter, he is a Kosil Bavel. Levi now went to Bavel. And behind the Yarmul Leila Rav, that's what they told to Rav. Gavra Rav Yigloila Nadoi. Umatloi, that a great person now came to Nadoi. Umatloi means he limps. He's a lame person. Levi was lame. Vidorish, and he made a drush. He told everybody, Klila Shari, that an Isha is allowed to go out on Shabbos with a Klila, a type of a cover on the head. He held this called like a Malbish, that an Isha, we're not afraid, she'll take it off to show people. Therefore, she's allowed to wear it on Shabbos. That's what Levi paskened. Samara says, Oma, so when Rav heard this, Oma Shema Mina, I hear from this case now that Nach Nav Shed Rav Efes, what happened was Rav Efes was Nifter. And the Yosef Rabbi Chanina Bereisha. And Rabbi Chanina now became the Rosh Hashiva. And therefore, Vlehev Vlele Levi Inish Lemesav Gabei. Levi didn't have anybody to learn by over there. And Ramelo Kosi, that's why now Levi came to Bavel. That's what Rav understood. Now the Gemara asked the Kasha, how did Rav know this V'yema? Why didn't Rav think that maybe Rebbe Chanina maybe Rebbe Chanina was Nifta? Rav Efes, Kiddi Yosef Yosef, and Rav Efes still stood there to be the Rosh Shiva. Vlehevet and Levi Inish L'meisav Gabei, and maybe the opposite, maybe now Levi left, maybe since Rebbe Chanina was Nifta, Levi used to learn by him, and since he was Nifta, Levi left. Like, how did Rav know to know, to say, how did he know to say was the opposite, like really happened? How did Rav know to know it was Rav Efes that was Nifta? Well, Kosi, maybe Levi came because Rebbe Chanina was Nifta. So Mar says, first of all, Iboy Yisayim, the one teretz is, it was Yidu, everybody knew about it, that Levi, the Rebbe Efes, make of every kayif lay. That Levi would lower himself down to Rebbe Efes, like he held from Rebbe Efes. But vice versa, Rebbe Chanina, he would not. So therefore, it couldn't be that he learned by Rebbe Chanina. It had to be that up until now he was learning by Rebbe Efes. And therefore, since Levi came now, he left there, it's mashma that Rebbe Efes was Nifta. The boy is saying another teretz is Kivun the Yomer Rebbe Chanina Bar Choma Yoshe Barosh. Since Rebbe left the Tzavor that Rebbe Chanina should be the Rosh Hashiva, Loi Sagid Loi Molech. It can't be that Rebbe Chanina would be Nifti before he'd become the Rosh Hashiva. So therefore, now it had to be that the Pshat is like it happened that Rebbe Efes was Nifta, and Rebbe Chanina became the Rosh Hashiva. But it couldn't have been the opposite of that Rebbe Chanina was Nifta before he became Rosh Hashiva. Because it says Dichsibu b'tzadikim, it says by tzadikim v'tigzer oimer v'yokim l'cho, that they say things and Hashem is mekayimet. So since Rebbe left the Tzavor that Rebbe Chanina should be the Rosh Hashiva, it had to be that he would become the Rosh Hashiva. For the Rosh Hashiva, I for a heavy Rebbe Chia, Like, how come Rebbe appointed Rebbe Chanina to be the Rosh Hashiva? How come it didn't appoint Rebbe Chiyah to be the Rosh Hashiva? So Mara says, one Teretz is noch nafshay. I tell her Rebbe Chiyah was nifta, died before Rebbe. For the Gemara, is that true? I, Vomer Rebbe Chiyah said, Ani Risi Kivra Sharebi. I saw the Kfura of Rebbe, Varadati Olav Demois, and I started to cry. So Kfura Yisir Rebbe Chiyah lived longer than Rebbe. So more first of all, let's say Epech, change it around. It's Rebbe Chiyah, Rebbe said this about Rebbe Chiyah. For the Gemara, no, I, Vomer Rebbe Chiyah said, that Oisi Ayyim Shemes Rebbe. That day the Rebbe was Nifta, Botla Kedusha. It was taken away Kedusha. But he says, Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he was the Makor of Kedusha, and when he was Nifta, Kedusha went away. Like we said before, the Rebbe used to come down, even after he was Nifta, he used to come down every Friday night to make Kiddush. But Kiddush has to do with Kedusha, that was the Makor of the Mile of Rebbe. Rebbe had the Mile of Kedusha. So when he was Nifta, went away the Mile of Kedusha. So Chur Yisir, Rebbe Chiyah said this about Rebbe, that Rebbe Chiyah lived longer than Rebbe. Again, the Gemara says, Eifach, change it around maybe. For the Gemara, no, but Tanya, we learned like this. Kishachola Rebbe, when Rebbe was getting sick, Nichnas Rebbe Chiyah Etzlo, Rebbe Chiyah went to visit him. Umotzu Shubayich, he found him crying. Om Aloi, Rebbe with Neymata Boicha. So Pashto means Rebbe Chiyah said to Rebbe, what are you crying for? For Tanya, we learned like this. Meis Petrechas Chayk, if somebody dies while he's laughing, Simon Yofalo, it's a good Simon for him. Mitoicha Bechi Simon Rallo, if you die when you're crying, it's a bad Simon. Ponev Lamala, if his face is facing upwards, Simon Yofalo, it's a good sign. Ponev Lamata Simon Rallo, if when you mace, your face is downwards, it's no good. Ponev Kalpa Yom Simon Yofalo, if you're facing the people, it's good. Kalpa Yakoisel Simon Rallo, if you're facing towards the wall, it's no good. Pon of Yerikin Simon Rala, if your face is like green, it's a no good. Pon of Tzuhuvim V'yadumim Simon Yofaloi, if your face is shining and red, that's a good Simon. Meis Erev Shabbos Simon Yofaloi, somebody dies Erev Shabbos is a good Simon, like Rashi says, because right away he's going to come into Shabbos, he'll have menucha, he'll have rest on Shabbos. But Moitzoi Shabbos Simon Rala, if somebody dies on Moitzoi Shabbos is a bad Simon. Meis Erev Yom HaKippurim Simon Rala, if you die in Erev Yom Kippur right before the Mechila, that's no good. But Moitzoi Yom HaKippurim Simon Yofaloi, if somebody dies after Yom Kippur, Moitzoi Yom Kippur, that's a good Simon. You just had your Mechila Kapara. Meis Michoi Lemayin, if you die from the stomach disease, sicknesses, is Simon Yofaloi, it's a good Simon. Most of the tzaddikim die because of stomach problems. So it's so like Rebbe Chiyah asked Rebbe, how come you're crying now? Omalais, he said back to him, I'm crying because I'm not going to be able to learn Torah and I won't be able to do mitzvahs. That's why Rebbe was crying. But our core point, and we see here that Rebbe Chiyah lived longer. See, boy, you say, one teretz again, it's April, change around. The boy is saying another territory, Lielum Lotepo, don't change around. Like, don't say that, like Rebbe was saying this upon Rebbe Chiyah. But rather, Rebbe Chiyah, Taka lived longer than Rebbe. And Rebbe Chiyah was saying these things about Rebbe. But the case was, the question was again, why didn't Rebbe appoint Rebbe Chiyah to be the Rosh Hashiva? The territory is that Rebbe Chiyah also be mitzvah seven. Rebbe Chiyah was Isaac and doing mitzvahs. For Rebbe Sava, Rebbe held, Layevgore, I don't want to stop him from doing mitzvahs. But they come Rosh Hashiva, we won't have time to do these mitzvahs, let him rather do the mitzvahs. For Hainu, when this is the case, the Chiyavi Minzi, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chiyah. When you used to have arguments between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chiyah. Omale Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chiyah. So Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Chiyah, Baha di Minzos, like you're arguing against me. The Imchas Fisholem Nishtach HaTorim Yisrael. If Torah would be forgotten, in other words, if nobody else would be learning Torah, Maradana led me to Pula, me myself with my pupil, with my learning Torah, I could return the whole Torah. So Rabbi Chanina is saying, he's great, you should not be upon me. Omalei Rabbi Chiyah, so Rabbi Chiyah said back, no, Ano avdid lo mishtacha Torah Yisrael, I am doing things that Torah should not be forgotten. What did Rabbi Chiyah do? The Yasino Kitna, he used to take flax, seeds of flax, Vishadin, I would throw it in, umagadalna, and I would grow. Nishvi, I would make like nets from it. And with these nets, vitsayadna tfiya, I would capture a deer. Umachilna bishvilayasmi, and I give the meat of the deer to Yisaimim, to orphans. Viyarichna migilta mimishri, and I would make a klafim. like parchment from the skin, the tavio of the deers. Visalikna lumosna, we go into a city, the lespo mikri dadiku, there's no rebbeim there to teach the killed children Torah. Vikasivna chamisha chumshei lechamisha yinuka. I would write like five sifrei Torahs to five different children. In other words, gracious to one, shmois to another one, vayikra. Umaisina shisha sidrei leshisha yinuka. And I would have this six sidrei mishnah and give six children, each one of them, one of them. Lechol chad v'chad. Each one would get one. Amrile, then I would tell them, Asni siduch alachavercha. The one that I taught Zeroyim, you teach it to Yechaver. Kitsi taught the children kol Torah kula, then he told them to teach one another. This is what Rabbi Chiya was doing. And behind the Yom Rebbe, this is what Rebbe said, Kama gedoylim, Maister Chiya, how great these Maister of Rabbi Chiya is, that he's doing these things to Megadol, to Marbet Torah. So you do with the deer from the grow over here, that he didn't just stand by a net, he didn't just stand by the deer, the skin, but he went medchilo to do it himself, Rabbi Chiya. The more kosher it is, the more tzaddikim start to do it from the beginning, such a thing will have more siyata d'shemayim. The more kosher the money comes from that you get to make a makam Torah, whatever you're doing, your mitzvahs, from the haskola, from the beginning of the mitzvah, it should be done with kosher money, from that you'll see big siyata d'shemayim. Sunday Morris says, Vaitam, Omalei Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, Afilu Mimoch, like his Reb Chiya's Maisa greater than yours, Omalei Yin, yes, Omalei Reb Shmoyel Reb Yosi, Afilu Meyabi, even greater than your father's, Omalei that no, Chas V'Sholom Lotei, Kizais Be Yisrael, this we don't have, that his Maisim should be greater than the Maisim of his father. Trashi Kloima, Shaloi Omar Kedov Azeliom, he never says such a thing. So now Rebbe said again before he was Niftar, he wanted to speak to his younger son. Is Nichnas Rebbe Shimon Etzler, Rebbe Shimon went to visit him. Is Mosaloi Sidri Chochm, he gave over to Rebbe Shimon, like I said before, he was a Chochm, he gave over to him hidden things about Chochma. Is Omer Lehem Levni Godla Nitzorach, I want to speak to my older son, Nichnas Rebbe Gamliel Etzloi. Well, Mosaloi said in Nesias, he told him how to be a Nosi, how to be a leader over them. Omar Loi Bini, he told the son, Noig Nasi Yoscha Baromin, you should be Noig to be the Nasi at the head, Baromim Zafrashim Nin Shatei, Yoshe Ben Agdirlim, you should always be sitting amongst the high people. And Zorak Mora Betalmidim, you should throw Mora, Rashi says, in order means bitterness, in other words, you should always make sure your Talmidim have Yira from you, have fear from you. But the more Aini, it's not that way, but still the Pasuk says, V'yesirei Hashem Yechabit, the Yirei Hashem, the Talmidim, you should give cover to. It was learned, what is this supposed to go on? Zeh Yoshofet Melech Yehuda. Ki Yisho Yirei Talmud Chochem, when he saw a Talmud Chochem, or Yoimid, he used to stand up. Me Kisai, from his chair, from his Kisai, from his crown, or Mechabka, he would hug him, or Menashka, he would kiss him. V'kara loy Rebbe, and we call him Rebbe Rebbe. Mori, Mori. So you see, Kloa, how much covered respect the Melech gave to Talmud Chochemim. Tomorrow says, Lakash, there's no stira. Hobitsina, true, privately you're supposed to give them covered respect, show them you love them. Hobafahesia, openly, publicly, then forget, then the Seder is that the Talmidim are supposed to have Yira, fear for the Rebbe, and give them covered. Tanya we learned Rebbe Mutta B'Tzipori. Rebbe was lying in Tzipori. But the place where he was going to be buried was going to be in Beisorim. Iva, Tanya we learned not like that. The Pasuk says, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdoiv. And with Dash, it means, Holachach Rebbe le Beisorim. We should go to Rebbe that lives in Beisorim. So how come here it says he was in Tzipori? So Gemara says, Rebbe be Beisorim heavy. True, Rebbe used to live in Beisorim. Elikivon the Cholach, when he got sick though, I'm too late Tzipori, they brought him to Tzipori.